316-55.
Tournament Australia, you got hours ago. How are you and the boys feeling today?
We're feeling all right. I can't speak for them, I guess, but we got to watch a little film last night and got to enjoy the court warming win, and we've been kind of ready to play this game three times now. So if we're not, we've gone through some Australia stuff. So our kids are ready to go and excited to play.
What did you see out of your boys on the offensive end last night with another balanced effort?
It was, we were able to find the ball and where it needed to go in the right times to get everybody in success. Braden did his thing, and we were able to find Gavin in the middle of the third quarter, beginning of the third quarter, to get him going. And Trey did his thing on the offensive glass and hit a big three. And then we were able to get Andre and Landon involved, and it was just a full, complete team performance there on the offensive end.
We're talking to Court Hagedorn pregame ahead of a matchup against Centralia. How do you keep that offensive balance going against a team like theirs that can kind of guard all five spots?
It's kind of the same thing that, we just got to find the guys when they're open and move the basketball within our framework of what we do. They're going to be well coached. They're going to try and do things to take away what we do. And we'll just see what we can, see if we can adjust to it. I think it's going to be survival of the fittest today. Both teams kind of played and played 7, 8, 9, 8 guys and played a lot last night in a hard game both ways. So, hopefully we'll have a little bit of energy to finish out a fourth quarter and come out with a win.
And what are the keys to slowing down their point guard and some of their shooters?
We've got to keep guys in front of us. We got to get the shooters, but then be able to get lateral to where they can't get to the basket. They're going to do well in the fact that they're going to read what we do. If we don't get out to them, they're going to knock down shots. If we do and close awful, they're going to attack the basket and get us in foul trouble. So we've got to keep the ball in front of us, and we've got to be successful of rebounding one shot now.
Well, we had Coach Court Hagedorn. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
That is Tony Vestal's colleague, Court Hagedorn, previewing the boys' game. Now we're joined by Tony Vestal himself after the girls' game, a 57-51 victory. Correct me if I'm wrong, but with the quick turnaround, it almost seemed like Centralia hustled a bit more in that first half, and then yet your girls were able to scrap it out and put some really good offense together down the stretch. Speak to us about that resilience and how important it was to come away and punch back the way you did.
Yeah, we really got out to a good start. I think we were up 16-6. And a lot of that had to do with we were getting stops and we were getting out in transition. We were able to get some transition buckets. We're not had to worry about getting a half-court sets. And that was one of our things we really did talk about at halftime is Centralia was getting every loose ball. They were beating us on the boards, getting some offensive rebounds, and we're playing harder than we were, like they wanted it more than we were. So we really did challenge our girls at halftime. And, we did. Centralia is scrappy. In my 3 years when we played them, it's been a bloodbath every time, and they create, they pound the ball inside a little bit. We don't play a whole lot of teams that do that. We had to play some 2 defense, some 2-3 tonight that we haven't really played a whole lot of. We did some good, all right things with it. Centralia hit some shots. He had some girls that hit shots that don't shoot high percentages from threes, but hit shots today. And they did a nice job, but it was nice to see our girls respond and make plays when we were down and see girls other than Sid and Mary have to make plays. I thought Mac hit a big, big three for us to give us a lead. And I thought Lauren Caney hit a big three for us as well.
Yeah, Payne, a couple of threes, including the go-ahead one. After they threw you for a bit of a loop when they first went to the zone, how'd you like the way your girls responded and hit some of those threes down the stretch, Billington and all those girls?
We were patient offensively. We wanted to get the ball to the short corner and said short corner, short corner, short corner. And we do it all the time in practice, and we had girls there today, and we didn't throw it there for some reason. But I thought our possessions in the fourth quarter, we really kind of got the ball there and got it to the high post and created some really good openings for us.
Tony Vestal, Lady Spartans head coach, we appreciate your time as always. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks a lot.
That is Tony Vestal, Mobley head coach. Tip off next.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online. Block has your back.
Moberly and Centralia for the long-awaited Macon Tournament Championship. I'm Eric Duke alongside Stuart Cox. Moberly the top seed, home whites, blue numbers, red trim. Centralia the road blacks, white numbers as the two seed. Reigning Macon Tournament Championship runner-ups. Up Bend Moberly possession, right to left. Andre Bell into the front court for the Spartans. Passes far side, Kester, who hands off Wietrich. 28-plus points in six of the last eight. He flips for Bell, motion offense. Right side three, Kester short, high rebound to Ram. Centralia possession right to left. Far wing, Brooks, rifles up top. Moran hoists a three, got it.
Yeah, and that's what Centralia really needs to do is just get the pace going there. Pace, pace, pace team. So we'll see how this pans out. Early open shot there for Centralia.
Moran had 20 last night against South Shelby in a conference matchup. But now, after all the weather postponements, we're back into Macon tournament action. Championship game on Quicks. 3-0 Centralia, 45 seconds in. Wietrich twists. Free throw line, shovels far side, Bell. He throws up top, Graves, who hands off Wietrich. Contested triple right rim. Tipped up offensive board, Bell. Rainbows it out. Wietrich, another near side, three, drills it.
And you do not want to give Wietrich three chances. There are two chances at least for a three. He knocks down one of them, and he's pumped.
Tied at three, a minute 10 in. Centralia, number 10 in the state. Near side, Durant. Passes near corner. Into Lewis, who barrels right block. Needs help, rolls up top. Moran, another three, back to back.
Almost the exact same spot there for Moran.
He's 41% from three. He had a solo 11-0 run in the Centralia Tournament Championship with the Panthers. 6-3 Centralia, and at 30 in. Near corner, Graves. Rifles near wing, Bell. He's got 9-plus points in six straight games after he did so just once in the first eight. Kester back for Bell. He pitches up top. Wietrich needs help and tosses for Bell, who dribbles off screen right. Curls middle, kicks out. Right side three, Graves short. Rebound to Ram. And the Centralia quarterback gallops front court. Off for Moran. Zigzags middle. Rainbows near side. Reset for the Panthers. Moberly in man-to-man per usual. Near side, Brooks. Lobs middle. Backdoor Moran. Right block. Layup block, Kester. He had four blocks in the semifinals. Loose near side. Tie up. Centralia wins it. Durant, straight away, kick out. Left side, triple, Davis, true.
Centralia, 3-for-3 early on threes.
9-3 there, lead, 5.5 first quarter, and that's huge because Davis, a 43% shooter, but he'd been in a slump. Wietrich can't answer near side. Rebound Centralia. Panthers into the front court. The road blacks, white numbers. Durant straight away on the black and orange M at midfloor. Macon Tournament Championship. Up top Durant. Bullies left side, kicks out. Moran launches a left side three, right rim, rebound Graves. Moberly into the front court. Bell accelerates right block, layup good.
And that is Bell at his finest right there. Drive the lane, finish. He can finish. He's one of the smallest on the court, but he can finish with anybody.
And it cuts the Moberly deficit to 9-5, 4:40 first quarter. The son of the MACC assistant coach, Andre Bell, on an absolute tear. His average up to 8 points per game. Left elbow, Lewis. twirl, layup, gorgeous.
Good move. Driving to the right with the spin, finished with the left. That was absolutely pretty from the big man.
He scored a career-high 16 earlier this week against Boonville. And Centralia's third loss of the season. 11-5 Panthers, gold the first. Weetrich travels. Lewis gives them even more balance inside. He also had a combined 29 points in the first two games of the Macon tournament. He's given them another score in that junior class.
Absolutely. And the thing is with Centralia able to shoot the three really well, it really helps to also have a low post game too.
Kickball, possession stays Centralia.
And I'll say what's going to be key for Mobley is not to get in a three-point contest shootout. Like, that is not what you want to do with Centralia because they've got three or four guys that can hit them. So what Mobley wants to do is they're also a fast-paced team, so they need to play their game, get inside, because they've got a couple guys that are a head taller than Centralia.
Chester, one of them defends near wing. Lewis up top, stops free throw line, hands off Durant, who accelerates left block, layup block from behind. Stewart tipped up, Bell wins the loose ball. Outlets Weetrich, one-on-one with Brooks, layup two.
Yeah, and that's just Centralia just didn't quite see the matchups. Guy Moran had Bell on him down low. He's about 4 or 5 inches taller than him, if not more.
Step back three near side. Davis back rim. Rebound Moberly. 3:20 first quarter. Moberly down 11-7 with possession. Near side Graves, a career high 8 last night against Fulton. Moberly now 10-4 on the year. Despite the absence of two-time first-team all-conference performer Savion Thorpe, out for the year with a compound fracture in his right leg. Kester left block layup. Foul first.
And you saw Kester and Graves both pull up for an early three. And that's what Kester does best, too, is also is drive the ball. I mean, he is so fast and so fast off the floor as well that drive the lane and try to elevate for some shots real close to the basket.
Had foul on Brooks. Near corner, Bell off the inbound. Jump stop, kick out. Right side, Weetrich. Right elbow, jump shot, front rim rolls in. Outlet, right block, layup. Lewis answers.
And right back. And that we hardly looked up just from putting the score sheet down, and then Centralia's already scored. So this is going to be a very, very fast-paced game.
13-9, Centralia, 2:35 first quarter. Right side, Weetrich. He holds an MACC offer. The Greyhounds nationally ranked in JUCO. Near side, Kester. Muscle, fade away, rattles in. The Hawkins Harrison Insurance Player of the Week cuts it to a 13-11 deficit, 2:20 first quarter. Near corner, Davis. He signed a continuous track career at the University of Tennessee. Right block layup, Davis, but Peyton Matthews says he traveled first.
Yeah, he caught the ball, picked up the dribble, and he was a little bit further away from the basket than he thought he was going to be. So when he went up, he kind of had to shuffle just to get a little bit closer, but he was out of his dribble, so he called the travel.
2:09 first quarter, 13-11 Centralia, Moberly basketball right to left. Cord Hagedorn in search of his first tournament championship at Moberly. Right side, Bell. Flips far wing, Stone King. Fires near side, Miller. He hands off Weetrich. Fade away, jump shot, swish.
Weetrich is feeling it early.
No surprise, he's got 9, ties it up at 13. A minute 45 first quarter. Yund in for the first time for Centralia. Left wing thinks about three. Instead, drives middle runner off glass, tipped up. Offensive board, follow Moran in.
And that's what both of these teams does well is offensive rebound. They're both tall, lanky. Both teams are. So it'll be key to box out in this game.
15-13 Centralia, 90 seconds first quarter. Right side, Bell on the black Tigerettes lettering. Durant defends, point guard on point guard. Right side, Stone King. The all-conference quarterback lobs right block. It's tapped back to him and stolen. Yund with possession. Doubled in the backcourt, gets it off. Moran scurries into the front court. Stops near wing. Right elbow, jump shot, true.
John Moran with 10 early points there in the first quarter.
17-13, Centralia inside a minute first quarter. A smooth first quarter. Near corner, Kester. Races baseline, blocking foul. Just as I say, smooth. But even so, that's just the second foul of the quarter.
Absolutely, yeah. We're about 10 minutes into the game and 43 seconds left in the first quarter. So it's fast paced. It's moving along. That's what you like to see.
Up top, Stone King. Weetrich cuts near corner. but it's a handoff for Bell instead. And Durant guards him. 35 seconds, first quarter. Weitrich near side. Davis on him. The two seniors, mano a mano. 25 seconds, first quarter. It's off for Bell on the black and orange gem at midfloor. Making tournament finals. Centralia, number 10 in the state. Near wing, Weitrich. Bumps middle, handoff Miller, layup, two and a foul.
And that's two on Guy Moran. That's not what you wanted from Pierce Centralia either.
And how about that from Miller? He was 3-for-3 in the opener and just 3-for-7 from the field since. Over 13 games. Big bucket there. Cuts the deficit to two. And his free throw keeps it at a two-point deficit as he misses. 17-15, Centralia leads. 10 seconds, first quarter. Durant crosses over. Left elbow, fadeaway, back rim. Rebound, Stone King with 3-2-1. 70-footer short. 17-15, Centralia leads after the first quarter in the Making Tournament Championship on Quicks.
Orsland Farm and Home in Mexico invite you to their bucket sale Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of January. You will receive 15% off of everything that fits inside your Orsland bucket. Limit one per customer. Don't forget to sign up for Grow Rewards. The membership is free and full of amazing perks. Stop into Orsland Farm and Home in Mexico today for all the best prices on everything you need. They take pride in providing quality products, trusted value, and neighborly service with the highest level of integrity and appreciation to their customers.
In your time of need, your friends at Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia are here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime. Todd and Diana Kendrick and their staff at Fenton Funeral Chapel are committed to the highest standards of service and excellence with compassionate care to ease your journey. They're proud to be locally owned and operated, and they're proud to serve the Centralia community and the surrounding area. Visit them online and see obituaries at FentonFuneralChapel.com. Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia, here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime.
Started the second quarter, 17-15, Centralia leads Moberly. That was a quick first quarter.
It was very, very fast. Like I said, both teams like to run. And if no teams are fouling, I mean, let them play.
And Centralia possession to open the quarter. 17-15 at leads. Bounce pass left block. Brooks fires left elbow. Near side, Davis. Rainbows up top. Durant triggers the three buckets. And that is huge because he has really struggled from the perimeter this year. It's 30%. 20-15 Centralia. 30 seconds into the second. Weitrich step back jump shot. Back rim. Tipped up over the back. Likely on Miller. And Peyton Matthews says it is on Miller.
Yeah, Weitrich actually could have maybe gotten a foul on the push off, but they didn't quite call that one. I'm not sure about the jump. The step back is quite what you wanted, but with a prolific scorer like he is, you almost are okay with any shot that he takes.
46% from the field. Left side, Brooks. Dances, rolls up top. Into the near corner, Durant. Bounce pass middle. Young swings far side. Davis triggers the left corner, three and hits. Davis, another guy who had struggled from the perimeter of late, but he makes it 23-15 Centralia. 6:50 first quarter. We tricked up top. Between the legs, dribbles off screen left. Flies it far side, Bell, who travels on the catch.
Yeah, but he went to go to his left hand and try to drive, but Centralia closed off the lanes, and he just drug that right foot.
23-15, Centralia leads with possession, 6:40 first quarter. Davis whips far side, reset up top. Durant spins, right block, sky hook in.
And that's exactly what you got to do if you're John Durant. I mean, you got to go with a little floater.
And a turnover, but Moberly takes it right back, knocked out of bounds. Possession stays Moberly. Little help for Skelter in the corner. 25-15, Centralia leads Moberly 6-18 first half. Inbound near wing, Weitrich. Davis on him. Weitrich hands off Bell. Durant defends. Man-to-man. Stone King up top bobbles. And Rockets far side Bell. Game slowed down a little bit in terms of each team's pace. Kester twists. Fade away off glass. Too strong. Tipped up. Rebound Stone King. Stays Moberly. One-handed into the middle. Loose. Stays Moberly again. Weitrich recovered. Now he pops near side Stone King. 5:45 first half. Stone King left block. Bounce pass middle. Left block. Layup Bell too strong, but a foul and free throws. 25-15 Centralia. 5:40 first half.
Yeah, Moberly was just trying to run through some of their sets. It's actually gotten to be a 10-point game, so trying to slow it down maybe a little bit and run through their sets and actually drew a foul. Bell to shoot two free throws.
On Durant, the foul. Bell's first, short. Bell had a career-high 8 rebounds in the semifinal victory against Kirksville, 68-57. That was back on January 17th, almost 10 days ago. But the weather had other ideas in mind. Bell's second rolls in.
I'll tell you what, and ever since Thorpe went out, Bell and Kester really stepped up the pace and kept up the scoring as Thorpe went out.
Thorpe went out late December. He's in the building. And out for the year with a compound fracture in his right leg. Up top, Durant. Swings far side. Brooks drives left block. Layup rolls in. Brooks missed the loss to Boonville with an ankle injury. Came back last night. Right side jumper. Weitrich can't answer. 27-16 Centralia. 5:05 first half. Brooks, Soissonnier, side three, right rim. Long rebound, Graves. Moberly ball. Weitrich, left block, one-on-one, layup, finishes, and the foul.
That's two on Durant. He tried to go in and get the foul so that Weitrich couldn't make the and one, but Weitrich was too strong and just went up for the layup.
Two on Durant, two on Moran. Weitrich can't complete the three-point play. Centralia rebounds into the front court. 27-18 it leads, 4:50 first half. Left corner, Moran lobs, left block, Lewis, layup, good.
Good look, good pump fake. Lewis caught the ball down on the block, pump fake, got it by up in the air, and went up to shoot it.
29-18 Centralia, 4:30 first half. Steal it midcourt for Davis. Stops left wing, throws near corner. Reset up top, Brooks, free throw line, scoops far side, tipped out of bounds, stays Centralia.
Right there, Brooks caught it. I don't think anybody was 15 feet from him, but I think maybe that first bad miss might have him a little shelter-shocked and not quite wanting to shoot it right now.
Bounce pass, middle left block, layup, Durant goes. And a timeout for Cord Hagedorn in the Spartans. 31-18 Centralia, 4:18 first half on Quicks.
Unbeatable service and quality. That's what people throughout Central Missouri have come to expect from Stidham Electric of Centralia. Stidham Electric specializes in the highest quality residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services, and people in and around Central Missouri know their customer service is unbeatable. Stidham Electric is always prepared, whether it be residential work in area communities or lighting up the night sky in our area's football stadium. Stidham Electric of Centralia.
Moberly trails Centralia, 4:18 first down. I mentioned that Brooks ankle injury. So get this. Centralia, number 10 in the state, they're 14-3. They had no Guy Moran for two games with strep throat, lost both of those, and then they had no Nick Brooks with the ankle injury. This is a team that does not have that alpha score. They are as balanced as any team in Missouri. And Scott Humphrey almost thinks too much, so you take one of those guys away and it just goes up to the rafters. So he'd like to see them do a better job of battling that, but either way, it goes to show you just how good their season's been so far. A turnover, Centralia ball again.
Like I said, it's almost too good. Nobody is selfish when they're such a good team that when they're missing one part of it, it's just tough to recover from it.
Yeah, he mentioned somebody rolls an ankle before districts, you got a problem. So you gotta, you're not going to get a second chance those times. But they look great today. They turn it over, though, back to Moberly, but Moberly turns it right back. 3:40, first half, 31-18 Centralia. Near block, Lewis. Barrels on Stewart. Layup scoops in.
And Stewart has about a head taller almost on Lewis, but Lewis is just catching the ball, putting his body into him, and finishing up at the rim.
33-18 Centralia, 3:20 first half. Kester, left elbow runner, left rim, rebound Lewis. Centralia into the front court. Moran left side. Releases near wing, catches back. Pitch and catch on the perimeter against the man-to-man. Up top, Moran. Hands off Durant. Bounce pass, middle, give and go. Kicked off the backboard. Mobley ball. Wietrich into the front court. Dashes right block. Runner. Offensive.
And there's not Lewis sure at the other set, end. But I'm not sure it was either, but it was called. So there's Lewis on the other end drawing the charge. He's playing big in the post.
33-18 Centralia, 2:54 first half. Brooks into the front court for the Panthers. Number 10 in the state. Davis near side, throws up top, almost a steal and run out. Instead, left corner Brooks. He fires up top. Davis triggers a three, back rim. Rebound Miller. Mobley possession, right to left. The top seed down 15. 2:30 first half. Kester left block. Layup, a lot of contact. No follow. Miller misses left. Rebound Centralia. Moran weaves into the front court for the Panthers. Jackson Wells in for Centralia. Durant on the bench. Lewis in the middle. Free throw line. Jump shot. Back rim. Offensive board. Wells follow. Short. Tipped up. Over the back on Brooks. And possession of Moberly.
That's one of those Jackson Wells actually caught that ball right there at the rim. But just whenever he went up, I think he lost it on the way up or something. Because, I mean, yeah, it was actually a wide open layup. So you just don't see those missed by many people.
Moberly possession right to left. Ford Hagedorn, second year Spartans head coach. Down 33-18, minute 55 first half. Near wing Graves, a career high 8 points last night. Pitches near corner, Kester. He's got 14-plus points in five straight. And the Cairo transfer passes far side. Stone King, a 3-2 strong. Out of bounds baseline. And stays Moberly. Gus Stidham and Martin Yund in for Centralia. Nick Brooks in Dallas. Lewis to the bench. Custer gets and catches right corner. Twist, right block, layup. What a finish.
And that is Mobley's game right there. I know you're down by now 13, but you've got to drive the basket. They are so good at finishing at the rim. Don't get in a shooting match with Centralia.
Who leads 33-20, minute 20 first half. Kester, a near steal, but out of bounds, and it is Mobley ball.
Ooh. I thought that might have hit off of Kester's knee, but I know the Centralia fans are obviously going to think the same way, but from right here, it happened right in front of us. I thought they might have missed that call, but, I mean, if you're Centralia, you got to get over that, and you're up by 13 with a minute left in the second quarter, so.
Miller up top. Now Wietrich dribbles opposite the screen. 18-footer drains it. And a timeout for Centralia. 33-22 Centralia leads. A minute 01 first half on KWIX-AM Mobley and KWIX-FM Cairo.
At Angel & Company Insurance, you can expect friendly hometown service in the Centralia, Sturgeon, Hallsville, and Harrisburg areas. You'll find people who work hard to provide you with the best service to cover all your insurance needs. As your hometown trusted choice insurance agent, Angel & Company represents a number of companies to choose from for your auto, home, business, and farm insurance needs. Call anyone on the team today or visit the website at angelinsurance.com. Angel & Company, your hometown trusted choice insurance agent.
Centralia leads Moberly. A minute 01 first half. Centralia possession. Does Centralia go for the ultra long possession here? Try and hold, get to the locker room, up 11 with an opportunity to add on. They've got the...
I'm not sure if you do. I think you run your offense. I know that you're obviously going to run your offense doing that, but it looks like they may be. They're just standing up there wanting to get into the half, start of the second half.
Honestly, with how weird things have gone the last few weeks, I wouldn't blame them for just trying to get into the locker room. I think that's what they're trying to do. They're 20 seconds of the way there. They've got just 40 to go. Near side, Davis. 33 seconds first half. Dribbles right behind the back. Brooks up top. One-on-one with Miller. Left side, layup converts. That'll do.
And I think Humphreys was just wanting them to run their set just so that they get used to kind of doing it. And that's what happened. He drove left, and it was there, so he took it.
35-22 Centralia. Mobley ball with 10 seconds first half. Weitrich near corner. Underhands it up top. Kester with five. Bullies left block. Good. Just too strong. Rebound Centralia. 2-1. And the half ends. 35-22 Panthers. At the break in the Macon Tournament Championship on Quicks.
When tax time comes around, turn to Macon Tax Service. Marjorie and Richard Waller have over 50 years of experience and will have your taxes done right and at a reasonable rate. They specialize in personal, business, and farm taxes and can take care of all your tax needs year-round. You have enough to worry about with trying to keep up with the constantly changing tax laws. Stop by Macon Tax Service at 32776 State Highway PP in Macon or call 660-385-2982.
It's the 2018 model closeout sale at Thomas Motors in Moberly. With incredible savings on 2018 Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC models, you can save thousands. Hurry in and take home your 2018 model today. Visit thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details. Everyone likes to save money on heating and cooling. Your friends and neighbors are saving. Now it's your turn. Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg has been serving the Mid-Missouri area for more than 40 years by filling walls and attics with a special type of insulation called cellulose wall spray. The money saved on heating and cooling is exceptional, and the acoustic properties of cellulose make a home quieter and more comfortable. They are also a certified spray foam installer. Call Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg today so you can reduce your heating and cooling bills.
Tax season is almost here. World Finance invites you to meet with their tax professionals at one of their 77 locations across Missouri to prepare and file your returns. You could walk out the same day with a refund advance loan up to $5,000 at 0% interest. Stop by or go online at worldfilestaxes.com to schedule an appointment. The 0% interest refund advance loan is exclusive to World Finance tax refund customers and is offered to qualified individuals with no fees or interest in connection with the product. Tax filing through World Finance is required to qualify.
Moberly and Centralia at the half, 35-22. Centralia leads. Stuart, we'll have Becca Schemmer in just a moment. What were your thoughts on the girls' contest while we await for her on the other side of the gym?
I think both teams played really well. They both executed. I know we've talked a lot about execution so far tonight, but that's what it was. I mean, both teams ran what they wanted to run. Their game plan was just perfect, almost on both teams. It's just that in down the stretch, Moberly just executed just a little bit better than Centralia did.
He's Stuart Cox. I'm Eric Duick. We'll step aside. We'll have Becca Schemmer, Lady Panthers head coach, in just a moment on Quicks.
Today, there are some people who find themselves asking, what good does a funeral do? Certainly, it can do nothing for the person whose life has ended beyond providing the dignity of a proper burial. But a funeral does a great deal for those whose lives go on. For the family, friends, and community, it is a shared moment to realize, reflect, and to reaffirm. Surrounded by others who care, we begin to accept the reality of death. The funeral services Oliver Funeral Home provides will make the most difficult times in your life easier. Oliver Funeral Home, with locations in Centralia and Sturgeon, a name you can trust for generations to come.
The next time you meet a rock that cracks your windshield, think of JB's Glass of Moberly. JB's Glass of Moberly can replace glass in cars, trucks, vans, farm tractors, or construction equipment of almost any make and model. Give them a call and see for yourself. Scott will give you an estimate and work with your insurance company to have your glass replaced as soon as possible. Call 263-4111 and set up your appointment today. JB's Glass of Moberly will come to you. Call today and see your world clearly again. Start off your morning right with breakfast bowls from Sonic and Moberly. Available with bacon or sausage for $2.69. Stump for dinner ideas? The Car Hop Classic is back. A quarter-pound double cheeseburger with tater tots for only $2.99. Or have a hot bowl of chili for $2.49. Get it loaded for $2.99. And as always, Sonic is the place for frosty drinks. The magic all happens when you push the red button, so swing into Sonic Drive-In of Moberly and show them how you Sonic. Proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
From small game rifles to big game. From paper punching and tin can plinking to personal protection. If it squeezes off a round, spins in a cylinder, or feeds from a clip, we have the make and model that feels just right in your hands.
Graff's Reloading Supercenter is your one-stop shop for all your hunting, shooting, ammunition, and archery needs. Graff's Reloading Supercenter in Mexico. Their shelves are stocked to fill all your hunting needs.
Back on QuicksinCentralMoInfo.com. Becca Schemmer, kind enough to join us here on regional radio, getting a few coaching pointers over there from Earl Bennett, it looked like, I'm sure, as Becca makes her way over here after a 57-51 loss to Moberly in the first game of our doubleheader on regional radio. What was the difference tonight in your eyes?
You know, I thought our kids came out with a little bit more fight than what we've been playing with. I've been beaten into their heads consistency over and over again. And I think we're getting better. I hate losing, but my kids played hard, and I'm very proud of them.
Yeah, it looked like you were winning a lot of those loose balls and 50-50 balls in the first half and kind of out-hustling Moberly off the quick turnaround. What allowed you to turn the game around in the second quarter when you went to that zone defense?
You know, I think when we go zone, it all depends on if they buy in or not on that day. And I kind of told them I wanted to really get the bench involved in that kind of thing. And it was a very, very good team effort as far as bench being involved with where are the shooters. Obviously, always knowing where the shooters isn't good enough because we had a hand up and Billington decided to knock down six threes tonight. But I thought my kids played hard in the zone.
We're talking to Becca Schemmer here on regional radio. Let's talk a little bit broad pictures. We've only seen you a couple of times this year. I think you'd be the first to admit when your team walks in the gym, you're not exactly going to see a lot of height or intimidation, but you guys are getting out there, running your set, scoring some efficient buckets at the blocks. What can you say about where you are as a team overall right now?
You know, I think this was a really good week for us. We've been kind of flat and just the same team over and over again. And I think this week we have actually gotten a lot better. Hopefully we're getting closer to our peak, but I'm really proud of them, and I'm hoping that we continue to move up. So,
and what are some focuses for you as you start to really get into conference play a bit more over the next couple weeks?
Conference play. That makes me chuckle because we have a very, very tough conference. Every game we go out is going to be a dogfight, and, we continue to talk about that consistency. And if we don't have consistency, we're not going to have success. You know, these teams are very good, and we have to be good every night we go out to play in the CCC.
How about those Panthers? They're looking pretty darn good right now.
I know. Our boys are good. You know, Scott does a really good job. All he could say on the bus ride over was, all he could think about was, you got to beat Moberly. I'm trying to have a little side conversation, and he's not giving it to me. So
I think I've recorded a pregame interview with him like six times in preparation for this game. So we finally got one that actually hit the airwaves. So that's a plus. We really appreciate your time. Good to see you, and best of luck. We'll talk to you in conference play.
Thank you for covering us.
That is Becca Schemmer. We'll step aside. Second half next, 35-22. Centralia leads Moberly in the Macon Tournament Finals.
Still Towing in Macon has been family-owned and operated for many years. Dean, Lucas, and Larry will gladly help you if you are stuck in the mud, flipped in a ditch, or locked your keys in the truck. They are local folks helping local people and a few passing through at a hometown price. They have the equipment to move grain trucks and semis or SUVs and motorcycles. Remember, you have the right to request the wrecker of your choice in your next vehicle emergency. Call Still Towing of Macon at 660-385-5726.
Napa Know How.
It's a new year, and Moberly Napa has some great deals waiting for you. Prestone Windshield De-Icer, $3.99. Febreze Extra Strength for $1.99. 5-quart jug of Napa Conventional Motor Oil, 5W30, only $12.99. Your choice, Chevron Delo 400 Heavy Duty Motor Oil or Mobile Delvac 1300 Super Duty Motor Oil, only $13.99. 17-piece screwdrive set with stand, only $17.99. All these great deals and more at Napa Auto Parts in Moberly. Get the good stuff.
What does it mean to give back to your community? At Macon Electric Cooperative, we truly believe that working together to better our communities is what matters the most. The Operation Roundup program was formed with this commitment in mind. Members can round up their electric bill to the nearest dollar, with the proceeds going to award grants to local schools, food pantries, and other community groups. Please help us to continue this program by signing up today. We thank you for your commitment to give back to your local community. Macon Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here on Quick, we'll be joined by Stuart Cox. Stuart, I want to know what it was like to shake Earl Bennett's hand. You know, that's my guy right there.
It's nothing special, really.
Did he? I want to know. Be honest. Did he tell you to say hi to me?
He did. You know,
you're lying. You're lying. How could you lie on the air? He disappointed all of Randolph County.
He said that I should give him some credit because he's grabbed my face mask multiple times. Oh. And I'm like, you shaped me into the man I am today, Bennett. We let him think that.
You know, I wrote his retirement story, so we're forever bonded.
There you go. There you go. Unfortunately, I'm not sure that's a good thing.
Well, I wrote several of his other stories. No, I mean, 200 wins.
I love
wins.
Bennett. One of my favorite people in the world.
Start of the second half, Moberly trails Centralia 35-22, Macon Tournament Championship. Spartans basketball left to right, home whites, blue numbers, red trim is the top seed. Moberly 10-4 on the year. Up top, Graves swings near side, Kester, who zigzags right block. Layup, no, but a foul and a hard fall to the floor.
Yeah, he got that on Brooks right there. He drove the lane, and a couple of Centralia guys are wondering. He was kind of out of control going in there, but I thought it was a good call. You know, he went up, he drew some contact, hit the ground. He's getting two, and that's three on Nick Brooks. So that.
And Kester misses the first right. Kester's second, 17 seconds into the second half, off right again, rebound Centralia, 35-22 it leads. Centralia number 10 in the state, 14-3, but 14-0 when all five starters in the lineup. Backdoor Moran, too strong out of bounds into the Centralia cheerleaders, back to Moberly.
Yeah, like we said, they're just such a complete team. You got Lewis with 8, Moran with 10, and Brooks with 4, and Davis with 6, and Durant with 7. I mean, they're just a complete team that needs everybody in order to be good, and they're one of the best in the state when they are.
Near side, Wietrich. Rolls it up top, Bell. Far side, Kester. Dantes, left side, hands off Stewart, right block, layup finishes.
Good move by the big man. Just took a step, brought it over everybody. He's head taller than almost everybody, so just brought it over and finished up high.
How about Gavin Stewart, a guy who didn't make varsity until senior year? He had 14 in the second half last night on court warming. That's what you love about high school ball. 35-24, Moberly's deficit, minute 10 into the second half. Right side, Lewis rolls middle. Stepped on the baseline before the pass, middle, and back to Moberly.
Centralia almost looks a little rattled here, and I'm not sure why. I mean, they're up by 11 here, start of this third quarter in this championship game. Just play your game, and if the game goes fast, play fast. If it slows down, play slow.
Centralia finished second to Harrisburg in this tournament championship a year ago. Right block, layup, Bell converts.
I mean, they're just getting layups down there right now. I wouldn't be surprised if Humphreys calls a timeout here in a minute.
4-0 run for Moberly to start the half. Right side, Lewis fires up top. Catch and shoot three. Davis can't answer. Knocked out of bounds. Ball back to Moberly. 35-26 Centralia, 6:20 third quarter. Centralia already won the Centralia Tournament Championship this year. Its first home title since 2003 with a victory against Hallsville.
Humphreys is one of the best coaches to guard coach this team right now as Weichert hits a three, and there it is.
30-second timeout for Centralia. 7-0 run for Mobley. 35-29 Panthers. 6:05 third quarter on Quix.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
Run for Moberly, 35-29 Centralia, 6:05 third quarter, Macon Tournament Championship. Brooks walks it up for the Panthers. Road blacks, white numbers. Number 10 in the state. Air wing, Brooks. Twist, left block, layup short. Rebound, Moberly. Outlet into traffic. Kester plucks it. Right block, layup off, glass front rim. Rebound, Lewis. Centralia possession, 3-on-3. Brooks fires far side. Moran, runner in.
Yep, and that's what they do best, get going. Brooks had a wide open layup, but they didn't quite convert. That time they did.
That snaps the 7-0 Moberly run. 37-29 Centralia. 5.5 third quarter. Right block, Stewart, layup answers. 37-31 Panthers, 5:20 third quarter. Near side, Brooks. Dances near wing, bounce pass, left block. Lewis, twist, fade away, right rim, rebound Stewart. Bell darts into the front court, stops up top, hands off Stewart. Defines Weitrich, contested triple in and out. Rebound Centralia, that would have been huge.
Yeah, Centralia caught a break there. Weitrich doesn't miss many of those. On the just coming around the screen, put it up, just didn't quite all the way down.
Lewis sidearms Moran straight away on the black and orange gem. He shovels Brooks near away. Up top Durant, the all-conference point guard, double, then foul. Kester swiped him. Baseline inbound for Durant on the orange A and Macon in the black paint. Brooks cuts near block and catches. Scoops out. Back Brooks near block. He sidearms out. Durant, pitch and catch with Brooks. Left block, layup, no, but a foul and free throws.
Yeah, and if the shots aren't necessarily, they haven't taken, I think they've taken a couple threes here in the second half and they haven't fallen. So drive the lane, get to the free throw line. That's, I mean, that'll be key too.
Brooks is a 62% shooter after the foul on Stewart. Brooks is first in and out.
He's actually a really good three-point shooter, so it kind of surprises me that he's only at 62% from the free throw line.
Gets the second. 38-31 Centralia. Back to a three-possession game, almost the middle of the third quarter. 4:20 on the third quarter clock. Left side, Kester. His mother, a former Cairo All-Stater. Graves, right side, bullies, middle turnover. Davis to steal. He rainbows far side Durant. Bounce pass Moran, right block, layup. Blocked out of bounds. Baseline stays Centralia.
And that was Centralia just getting the turnover and throwing it down court and just running their offense. Which sometimes their offense is just the fast break is a lot of the times what their offense is.
Baseline inbound Centralia. In traffic, foul call on a loose ball pass. Is this on Kester?
I think it is.
It is.
They both went up for the ball. It's just one of those that because Centralia is on offense that they got that foul.
Inbound right block, offensive foul on Brooks.
That's four.
That's four.
Yeah, he lowered his shoulder in there, and that's just that. With three fouls in the third quarter, you know that you probably just can't lower your shoulder there. That's what Humphrey's telling him, like, keep your head up. And he'll be back in a little bit. Probably not to the fourth quarter.
Say,
so probably not as soon as he would like, but.
38-31, Mobley trails with the basketball. 3:50 third quarter. Left block layup. Kester, back rim off right. Offensive board, foul called. And Kester clapped it up in the face of Moran, and he'll get a brief talking to.
Yeah, we better be careful there. This game doesn't get out of hand in that way.
That's Moran's third. And that was in the act. It almost appeared Kester had fallen back down and that they were just scrapping for it, but Kester makes the first. I mentioned Kester's mom, a former All-Stater at Cairo. She was also an All-Region player at Moberly Area Community College. Played two seasons at Southeast Missouri. Kester misses the second. 38-32 Centralia, 3:40 third quarter. Near side, Yond had a lot of space. Reset. Yond pumps. Zigzags, left block, layup.
Good
there
move.
It is.
Good move with the pump fake. Went up. He had so much room the first time he didn't shoot it that Stone King thought he might actually shoot it this time. Went up in the air and he drove by him for the layup.
40-32 Centralia, 3:20 third quarter. Weitrich near wing, off screen left. Left-handed far side, Bell. Over for Kester, who Young defends. Kester hoists a three left rim. Out of bounds baseline, fouled on Stewart, though, on the loose ball. That one is a shot they'd like Kester to rethink. Kind of a couple jabs into a three, not their best look.
Absolutely.
They can get that anytime.
And Miller's actually coming in for him. Hagedorn may talk to him, but not right now, but it's one of those where he drives and he is so fast that don't settle for that three. Get to the lane and draw some fouls. Centralia is actually kind of in foul trouble, some of them. So
near side, Moran scoops out. Near side three, Young got it. Big response.
Young with 5 points off the bench, playing a real big role here with Brooks in foul trouble.
Left side, fall away, Bell. Count the bucket. And a foul. Bit of a delay from Peyton Matthews there, but it counts.
It rolled up. It kind of snuck over the rim, so I think he had to make sure to see if it was actually going to fall or not.
Bell's and one free throw all net. 43-35 Panthers into the front court, 2:45 third quarter. Near side three, Moran hits. Forty-six-35 Panthers. Right block layup. Bell doesn't follow. Rebound Centralia. Outlet Durant. Near wing. Bounce pass. Stidham. Kick out. Durant open. Three. Can't get back to back. Tipped up. Rebound Moberly. 46-35 at trails. 2:15 third quarter. Left corner three. Stone King short. Offensive board. Miller up and in.
Yeah, that was just a matter of just Stone King boxing out Durant. Durant didn't box him out. Instead, Stone King did as the offensive player and just went right back up for that layup.
Yund powers right, block high off the window, front rim. Rebound Moberly, down nine. 2 minutes, third quarter. Bell, right block, layup all the way to the chin.
He is so quick and so good to finish that I'm not even sure he went off the correct foot whenever he went up on that one, but he finished with the right hand and it just looked as smooth as anything.
46-39 Centralia, and at 43rd quarter, Moran shimmies into a free throw line, jumper too strong, rebound Moberly. Weitrich left side, stop and start, contested jump shot, tipped, offensive board, Stewart back up for two.
The air ball is almost the worst one if you're the defender because you don't know whether it's going to be. And it fell right into Stewart's hands.
Yep, you're right. Just read that block well. And a turnover into the Centralia bench. Moberly ball, 46-31 Centralia, minute 12, third quarter. One, 3-1 for Centralia.
See that at the high school level a whole lot.
They mix it up. Foul. That's on Davis. Scott Humphrey told me earlier in the year they went to a 1-3-1 against Sturgeon when they didn't really have much of a choice but to do it personnel-wise. and Jackson Well had an 11-0 run. Near side three, Weitrich spirals out, and a rebound Well.
That did everything but fall. It hit every single part of the rim, spiraled out. That would have been huge, too.
Far side Well, lobs right block. Reverse layup in. Elijah Crutchfield off the bench.
Good move down there. Just that looks smooth from the big man finishing with a reverse layup.
48-41 Panthers. 30 seconds, third quarter. Near side, Weitrich. Skips far for Bell. 25 seconds, third quarter. Weitrich between the legs. Back Bell, who gives Kester drive, left block, layup short. Offensive rebound. Can't score, but a foul call. Then more free throws.
And the way that happened, the shot was actually so weird, as that foul was on Elijah Crutchfield. That shot was so weird because he actually ran into his own man. So whenever he went to shoot, his own man actually kind of nudged him. So it went off the backboard as he misses the first one. And he caught it on the other side and then went right up. So that was how he was able to get his own rebound.
48-41 Centralia. 15 seconds, third quarter. One more free throw for Kester. And it's short. Rebound Crutchfield. Big minutes off the bench. 12 seconds, third quarter. Durant into the front court with nine. Drive, blocking foul on Kester.
Oh, we got two different fouls. What are they going to do? We have two different calls here. This is going to be huge, too.
Peyton Matthews, they get together.
One fan base is not going to be happy after this call, and you guys will hear it on the radio. Both teams are going to the benches. They're still talking about it.
Offensive.
It happened right in front of Peyton Matthews, so I think that he might have had a little bit more say there as the other call was across the court. I'm just glad they got together and probably got the call right.
7 seconds, third quarter. Mobley down seven with possession. Bell into the front court with five. Hands off Weitrich with three. Far side Stone King, one, bombs it, banks it out. Halfway down and out. 48-41 Centralia after three on Quicks.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what ifs and more about the why nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I am Clint Chandler, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you are in Monroe or Shelby counties, I've got you covered.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
.48-41, Centralia leads. Moberly started the fourth quarter. Centralia possession right to left. Making tournament championship on Quicks. Centralia, number 10 in the state, 14-3 on the year. They are 14-0 when all five starters have been in the lineup. Near side, Durant sprints left block, layup in.
You do not see Bell get actually outran to the basket. I'm not sure. They were going to do a dribble hand weep, and I think he just went around him, and Moberly wasn't ready for it.
Weitrich three up top, no. Rebound, Durant. And that was almost too easy to start the quarter. Still no Brooks on the bench with four fouls. Durant right side. Hitches up top. Young needs help. Dumps it to the near block. Lewis faces up. Twists. Kick out. Durant ball fake. Accelerates left block. Layup. Can't add two. Rebound Miller. Tie up and a jump ball. Possession of Moberly. Moberly faithful wanted it over in the back.
Yeah, I think he was kind of on the side, so I don't think he was quite over the back, but from some people's point of view, it might have looked like he was. So I think it was a good call. Jump ball, Moberly's ball either way.
Down 50-41, 45 seconds into the fourth. near side Bell. Eyes up top, Weetrich. Drives left block, fall away, swish. Fifty 43 Centralia with the basketball right to left. A minute in. Right side, Moran circles middle. Into the near corner, Davis, who swings Young. Foley's middle, kick out. Right side three, Moran short. Loose near side, Bell rebounds. Lovely ball. Bell right block, layup short. Rebound to Ram.
So show you faithfully on Wolf, otherwise I think John Durant might have had that ball picked.
Moran draws a foul from Kester on the catch. Graves in, Stone King out. Durant to inbound near side. Finds Moran, who hands back to Durant. Left block. Kicked out, another foul. That's six on Moberly. So both teams in the 1-on-1 this point forward. That foul on Miller. Baseline inbound. Durant flies it near side. Davis hands off Moran. Back near Durant. A lot of ball handling for Durant in this fourth quarter against pressure. Near side, Lewis forces left block, short shot, short. Rebound Moberly. 50-43 at trails. 2 minutes into the fourth. Near side, Bell. Goes straight away, finds Graves, left corner. Reversal near side. Weetrich, right block up in under front rim, offensive board, second try in.
Yeah, that was good, just resilience from Braden Weetrich as he just went up, missed the layup, but it came right back to him and went up.
He's over 1,300 career points. 50-45 Centralia with possession, 5:30 to play. Making tournament finals. Near side, Lewis. Zips up top, Moran. Patient offense. Near block, Lewis. Twist. Layup left side. Rebound, Miller. But a takeaway. Back Centralia, right side three, Moran. No. Offensive board, Young. Put back good off glass.
If Young was a little taller, that was perfect enough for him to jam it down. But him only being 5'11", that would have been even more impressive if that happened.
30-second timeout, 52-45. Centralia, 5:09, fourth quarter. How about that? Young gets it off the glass, doesn't even go back. That's a high-level play at the high school level. Doesn't even go back to the floor, that is.
And coming off the bench, he's got 7 points, seven big points. I mean, that is Centralia's lead right now is seven. So you could say that as it's actually a full timeout. But it's just one of those that it bounced off perfectly for him to run down. You saw him from the three-point line just take off running and put it right off the glass.
He's Stuart Cox. I'm Eric Duick. 52-45, Centralia leads Moberly. 5:09, fourth quarter on Quicks.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Centralia leads Moberly. 3 minutes into the fourth. Moberly possession left to right. Aiken tournament finals. Kester in the middle. Kick out. Left corner open three. Graves drills it.
And that's not a shot that you see him take a lot, but that was a big hit that he just had.
Before the Mexico game Tuesday, he had 3 points on 1-for-8 field goals over 5 games, but he's been on fire since. In the middle of turnover. Back to Moberly. 52-48, it's deficit. 4:35, fourth quarter. Kester right elbow. Blocking foul and a 1-1. That's the first on Lewis. Chester, 55% at the line. Chester's free throw swishes. Chester second to cut it to two. Can't. Rebound Moran. Centralia ball up 52-49, 4:25 fourth quarter. Horn set for Centralia. Durant near block, fall away, no. Rebound Weitrich. Three on one. Weitrich behind the back, near elbow, sideways runner, good.
That is just Braden Regis in itself. Like, he got the rebound on one end, went coast to coast, finished right at the rim.
52-51 Centralia, middle of the fourth. Brooks opposite the screen, dumps middle. Kick out, right side. Davis thought about three, finds Moran instead, who dribbles off screen left. Stops middle. Rainbow's near side. Into the left block. Lewis spins. Left block. Layup. Two and a foul.
Another good move by the big man. Drove to the right. He loves to spin to his right hand and finish with the right on the actually on the left side. But that is actually his move he's gone to a couple times. Big bucket.
He can make this a two-possession game and does.
Big free throw, too.
55-51 Centralia, 3:44 quarter. Left wing Bell. Leaves up top Graves, who swings near side Weitrich. Reversal Bell. Bell dribbles off screen right. Right block scoop, layup, rolls in.
He picked that up, took his two steps, and never brought the ball into his body. Just held it out away from the lanky defenders and finished the bucket.
Right side, Lewis scans the floor. Near corner, Brooks. He's been quiet. Back in with four fouls. Lewis, double. Hands off Brooks. Bounce pass out. Right side three, Moran. Yes, sir. 58-53 Centralia. 2:54 quarter. Left corner, Bell. For Weitrich. Left side, fadeaway. Three-pointer. Are you kidding?
What a shot.
58-56 Centralia, 2:44 quarter on Quicks. Timeout on the floor, full timeout for the Spartans.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Moberly trails Centralia 2:40 fourth quarter. Again, 58-56 Centralia leads Moberly 2:40 fourth quarter. What are you looking for down the stretch? Things just got a little hectic there. What a three.
I mean, both teams are hitting shots. I mean, that was an absolutely cold-blooded shot. I mean, a fadeaway to the left, hand in his face, and just buried it.
Centralia into the front court. Up two, 2:35 to go. Lewis lobs off the backboard on a pass on a high-low. A turnover. Ball to Moberly. Bell straight away. Graves left side three for the lead. Short. Rebound Durant. Centralia possession. 2:10 fourth quarter. That was a wide open three for the lead.
Yeah, but just one of those where Graves, I'm not sure. He might have taken a couple of steps. He was that wide open. Could have taken a couple of steps in.
2 minutes left. Right side, Davis. Centralia ball up two. Near side, Moran. Throws middle. Straight away three. Davis got it. Centralia. Minute 45 to play. Left corner, Weitrich. Another three. There it is. And that just got him past his brother Tanner for career points. 61-59 Panthers. Minute 30 to play. His brother Tanner, the starting shortstop at Iowa. Former Moberly All-Stater on the hardwood. Up top, Moran. Into the near corner, Durant. Couple of jabs. 61-59. Moberly trails. Centralia basketball in the front court. Minute 10 to play. Durant near side. Hands off Brooks, who leaves middle Moran. A minute to play. Centralia wants to force some overly foul. Both teams in the one and one. Davis with Bell on him. Near corner, Durant wide open. Bounce pass, left block. Lewis was open as well, but a reset. Travel. Moberly ball.
Forty-seven seconds, down by two, and Weitrich with the ball. You can't ask for anything else if you're Moberly.
Spartans into the front court. And the fans on their feet. 35 seconds to go. Moberly ball down two. Weitrich up top. Left side three, contested. No problem. Moberly leads. 62-61, 28 seconds to go. And a full timeout on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Moberly 62-61, Moberly leads Centralia, 28 seconds to play. What are you looking for if you're Centralia?
I mean, you got 28 seconds. So even if you didn't get a bucket here, you foul, they may go for this. You're still down one possession. So definitely not a three, only down by one. A layup would do it. But I think you just got to run your offense. I mean, I think you got plenty of time. I think once about the 15-second mark, I think I would start to go.
Moberly full court press against Centralia. 62-61 Spartans. Centralia inbounds, 28 seconds to go. Davis in the front court for the Panthers. Far side Durant. Dribbles up top. Lobs middle Lewis. Bounce pass right block. Brooks picked around. Reset up top. Durant open three-pointer short. Rebound Bell. 10 seconds and a foul call.
And they had an open shot. It just didn't fall. Durant had a wide open shot.
9.6 on the clock. Moberly up 62-61, 1-1 for Bell. And that's five on Brooks.
One and one.
Bell is 64% shooter. His 1-1 swishes. Moberly 63-61 Moberly. 10 seconds to go, and Bell gets two. And a Moberly timeout, 30-second timeout. Do you even consider fouling here if you're Moberly?
Me personally, I do not like that. I like to trust my defense. Some coaches like to do that, but me personally, I don't know. I just think it's a cop-out a little bit. Play your defense. If they make it, you go to overtime. So I understand you play for the win, and it's worked a bunch of times. But me personally, I'm just not a big fan of it.
We'll see. Moberly inside 10 seconds to go. Centralia ball. Stewart says don't foul if you're Moberly to force a 1-1 for Centralia.
I think that might be what Corey called that timeout to do, though. But you got to go for the ball. You can't just foul him. So it's one of those. We'll see how it goes.
Lewis to inbound baseline. Durant and Davis in the backcourt. It's Durant. He runs near side. Moberly wanted to foul. They do.
And I think if they actually wouldn't have, the ball got tipped, they would have had the ball with 5 seconds left. But 1-1.
I like it, especially because it's a 1-1 situation. 5.4 seconds, 64-61 Moberly. Young's 1-1 free throw. Good.
Now, do you miss this one with 5 seconds left?
It's a lot of time.
I don't think he's wanting him to miss it, because I think he wants a timeout.
He didn't say anything to him, so yeah, I think he wants him to make it too. But it's too strong. Rebound to your side. Graves, Moberly fouls. And more free throws for the Spartans.
And Weechers can make it a two-possession game.
64-62, Moberly, 4 seconds left. Weetrich, an opportunity to ice this. 73% at the line. His first true. And that's 32 for the senior. 65-62 Moberly. 4 seconds on the fourth quarter clock. The second one for the Macon Tournament Championship. Yes. 4 seconds left. Inbound near side. Young. 3-2 from half court. In.
That's it.
It's over. 66-65,
wow.
Moberly survives. Moberly takes the Macon Tournament Championship with a 66-65 victory against Centralia in comeback fashion. The Spartans down 13 at half. We'll step aside, come back, reward some of the hardware here on Regional Radio and CentralMoInfo.com.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Mexico School District Number 59, we'd like to encourage all students to continue working hard and making good choices this school year. As a Mexico Bulldog, red and gray are not just colors. They represent Mexico Bulldog spirit and support in all activities the students participate in, whether that's on the field or in the classroom. Mexico School District Number 59 in Mexico. Teaching, caring, learning. See them online at mexicoschools.net.
Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia is family-owned and operated. For over 20 years, Dennis and Teresa Nielsen have provided the services that are best suited for you and your family without the financial bind. Nielsen Funeral Home offers quality merchandise at reasonable and affordable prices. Funeral pre-planning is also available. You can reach them at 573-474-8443. Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia, ready to guide you through the expected and the unexpected.
Winter can be the best time to get those construction projects done. Now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A-plus Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations, or online at capitalmo.com.
Side & Sugar has been by your side for 75 years. Time is running out to receive free pickup and delivery on your winter service packages. Inspecting and prepping your equipment by our John Deere certified technicians is the key to a successful spring season. Sign up by February 9th to receive free pickup and delivery. Schedule today by calling any of our 13 locations, visit us online at sideandsugars.com, or download our mobile app.
Offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
The outstanding player of the game, brought to you on Regional Radio by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. Okay, before we get to the important matters, I thought you were going to wear a tie today, and now I look like a dweeb.
That's all right. No.
I thought you were going to wear a tie today.
Last time we wore the old red mock and white vest, we scored 92, so we decided to go with that. And
you got to let me know. Let me know these things ahead of time.
Yeah. Home games, ties on the road, okay. Probably not.
Okay, fair. Tournament championship on a Saturday. My thought behind it was like it's the ninth time we've tried to play this game, yeah. So let me just.
Oh, it was better than Vestal and Boyer, who wore tennis their jackets.
There you go. Cage jackets. 66-65 victory for Moberly. Your first tournament championship as the Spartans head man.
Absolutely. I can't say enough. Our kids just battled and made great possessions and great shots and just battled and just kept chipping away and chipping away and chipping away. And they did what we needed them to do and what we asked them to do. And you know, that's all we can ask as coaches.
It's almost like we run out of superlatives for what to say about Weetrich. He's sliding into his left. He's got a guy in his grill, and it's like the defender's not even there.
Yeah, another fan or another coach goes, he's special, and that's probably true. You know, that's probably the best word. I don't know that I've used that one for him. But that was the last minute or whatever it was, 2 minutes, you know, when he hit some shots. And I don't know where people are gonna stop, letting him catch or whatever. But he's good enough to create on his own, and he's doing a lot of that for us. And you know, but I can't say enough about the other guys that we have too. You know, Andre Bell gets to the basket, Trey Kester beaten and bruised and everything else, and Gavin Stewart does his job, and Jackson Miller played huge minutes in the third and fourth quarter for us. So.
We're joined by Court Hagedorn post-game after a 66-65 Moberly victory against Centralia. What turned the game in your eyes? You're down 13 for really a lot of the first half. You're able to chip away, get it to down 7, start of the fourth. What turned the game?
They cooled off, so that helped. You know, they hit a lot of shots early, and whatever we did wrong, they capitalized on. And I think we stopped doing things wrong, and that helped. We were able to cut it in half, I think, at the end of the third. And then we were able to guard in the post a little bit better. And that number 40 wasn't able to hurt us as much. And then when he missed shots, we went and got rebounds. And we did enough, you know, that. And then, obviously, when Braden gets hot, that helps. And Trey knocked down some free throws. And Andre probably had the two biggest free throws to get us up 3 to where we could set up the foul and then get the rebound on the free throw.
Court Hagedorn with us post-game 66-65 victory against Macon against Centralia for the Macon Tournament Championship. And don't get me wrong here. I know we're not trying to light any candles here or anything yet. But when you sit back a little bit, just how hectic the schedule has been and all that. 6 wins last year, obviously not something you were pleased with. You get a lot of guys back, but then you have the Savion injury, this and that. The season could have gone a lot of different ways. When you take a second to reflect, how excited are you about this group's resilience right now? The way Braden's playing and the way guys like Bell and Stewart and Kester and all of them have come along and gotten you here to 11 wins already.
Yeah, and we're just, you know, we're asking them, the more we play without Savion, the better off other guys are going, you know. And, you know, we'll just go with Landon Graves. He hits a 3 in the corner to cut it to 4 or 5, and then he has the confidence after hitting 2 of them last night and 1 of them again tonight to shoot one where we may not have wanted him to shoot it, but he had the confidence to step up and do it. And the more games that we can win and play and the more things that go well for us, obviously your confidence just skyrockets. And again, we can only try and put him in the positions to do that. And I think we're trying as hard as we can and trying to change things for our kids to where they can be successful, you know, as teams try and take things away from us. And, you know, and they're out there making plays. And that's, you know, as a coach, everybody always asks me, are you ready to go? I'm not the one out there. They're the one out there making plays. And whether it's where we're good or bad, you know, they're the ones that are making the plays. And so we can only put them in that situation and then let them go.
Probably head coach Cord Hagedorn. We won't be at Marshall, unfortunately. We're a bit shorthanded with La Plata, but I'll talk to you on Thursday, and we'll see you at Battle.
Absolutely.
Or at Moberly to play Battle.
That's right. I appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage, Eric.
Cord Hagedorn, Moberly head man, appreciate your time. As we'll be joined by Scott Humphrey next post-game after the Macon Tournament Championship against Moberly. obviously not the way you wanted to come up here. What can you even do when a guy's hitting shots like that with a guy draping him 84 feet?
Rebound if they miss. I mean, Weetrich was unbelievable, obviously. But, you know, we had a 13-point lead in half and seven-point lead going in the fourth quarter. And we didn't rebound when we need to rebound. We didn't take care of the ball when we need to take care of the ball. And, you know, not happy about it. Our consistency right now is not good. We've taken a step back. I don't really know why. Maybe it's just that part of the season. But, you know, we got to get things clicking again. We got to get everybody on the same page. But we got to get consistent. You know, can't just be – you know, it's a good thing that we've got different guys that step up night in and night out. But, you know, it's also frustrating when we need something out of somebody and we don't get it one night. We need something out of somebody else. We don't get it one night. We got to be more consistent.
Not to go total polar opposite from that, but what were you seeing in the first half? It looked like everything was clicking when you're up 35-22 at the half and 31-18 at one point, et cetera.
Well, we rebounded. You know, we hit shots. We're moving without the basketball. We're taking care of the basketball. And that was the reason. I mean, we hit shots. Thought, you know, like you said, I didn't think our defense was – I honestly thought we covered their ball screens and everything better in the second half. He just rose up and knocked down shots. I mean, it is what it is. Like we said, if he's going to hit those shots, you got to live with it. But he can hit those shots, but we can't give up, you know, just layups in transition and you know, offensive rebounds and putbacks. I thought Kester – I knew Kester was going to be a nightmare guard for us. And I thought he just kind of – Kept him in it, and Weetrich just caught fire.
We're talking to Scott Humphrey post-game. Take us through that last possession. You got an open three up top. What were you looking for on that possession, and how do you break it down now that it transpired?
Oh, we're trying to get something inside. You know, just had a look at it. You know, good look. You know, just came up short on it. You know, like I said, it wasn't that possession. It was the two or three possessions before that. You know, we were trying to kill some clock and making them come out and foul us, then we travel or we turn it over. And, you know, it's like I said, we just got to be stronger with the ball. We're juniors and seniors. We've got to be able to handle that. We didn't. And if you told them afterwards, if you can't handle that, then, you know, you're not going to be playing very well.
Scott Humphrey, Centralia head coach, we appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for the coverage.
That is the Panthers head man, Scott Humphrey, as Moberly defeats Centralia 66-65. For the Macon tournament title here on Quicksend, centralmoinfo.com. And we will have Stuart on for a couple of quick words before he gets on out of here to go to the Mizzou game. I know you were probably praying for no overtime there.
No, this is part of it. So that would have been, it's our job. It's a blast.
Yeah,
so.
I knew I would have bet anything that Scott Humphrey was going to be crushed when he came up here. And it's almost like, you know, he made a lot of good points. He didn't like the way they rebounded and you know, they traveled on their offensive possession with about a minute or so to go when they were leading and looking to work clock. But at a certain point, just I had a middle school coach who once said, you know, and I would kind of apply it to a scenario like that. When a guy's making shots like that, God bless him. Philosophy was.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
what
are you going to do? I mean, he hit his last three shots were threes, all contested. I mean, Peyton Davis is a heck of a defender.
He's one of the best defenders in the state.
But it doesn't even show up because Weetrich had 34. So, that actually goes back to how well Braden Weetrich played. And it's just, I was just talking to Tim Weetrich down there, and he said, I hope we do not have to see them again. I mean, that's what he said.
They won't because they're not in the same.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying it's a good thing that they don't have to because, I mean, Centralia is a heck of a team and a heck of a coach team. I mean, Scott Humphreys is one of the best coaches around, and hats off to Moberly. They played a really well.
Yeah, and, you know, I know he's obviously really frustrated with their lack of consistency right now, but the one thing I would say is if they get some more of those good bench production going forward, and if they get Brooks back to playing the way he's capable of playing, they're not going to be a team that
he was a little gun shy tonight. He shot 1-3 and it hit off to the right of the backboard or to the rim, and he didn't shoot another one. He had a couple open shots, and I that'll come around. I mean, season goes on, he'll get back to his normal self, and Australia will be even more dangerous than they already are.
He's Stuart Cox. I'm Eric Tuick. Thanks for tagging along today, pal. Who does Mizzou play today?
LSU. Let's see if we can get the upset of the number 25 ranked team in the nation. We'll see.
There you go. Yeah, he's Stuart Cox. I'm Eric Tuick. Big thanks to Austin Ward as well. Let's give Austin an even extra special thanks. Austin has to work an overnight shift today, but he prides himself as the board operator of the year. So if he was going to be asked to do this, I mean, you can't say no.
But
seriously, big ups to Austin.
Oh, yeah.
This was a whirlwind of a tournament. He chimed in been like 2 weeks now. You had Ben and Scott do their part as well. It really, really was a team effort to get us here today because we had the Sturgeon tournament already well locked in before this got decided on Thursday morning it was going to be today. So in all seriousness, big, big props to a lot of Brad, the salespeople, everybody making this work out because it was let's put it this way. It's not always easy on there's a lot of other people that get affected when games get moved around, but that's Missouri in January, as I guess you Missouri-born folks would say. Well, after that short monologue on the weather, for Stuart Cox and Austin Ward, I'm Eric Duick. His mobile